Good morning. A mostly cloudy start to the day across interior New York and New England as energy streaming across the Great Lakes is sliding into our region. The energy, acting on available moisture, is producing scattered rain and snow showers this morning in just a few spots, with temperatures mainly in the 30s. Clouds will dominate during the day today as a deepening trough through the Great Lakes pivots into the region and connects with a storm system emerging out of the deep south. Clouds and scattered rain showers with higher terrain snow showers will be likely for the afternoon hours, and temperatures will manage to reach into the lower and middle 40s on average. That deepening storm will take over along the mid-Atlantic coast and work its way to a position east and south of Long Island by overnight Friday night and Saturday morning. On this track, steady rain and gusty winds will be likely for southernmost New York and New England into the first half of the day on Saturday. The storm will continue to deepen as it rides just to the east of Cape Cod Saturday and Saturday night. On this track, the rain will transition to heavy wet snow across portions of southern Vermont, western Massachusetts, and points north and east into northern New England. These areas are most likely to see significant accumulation. Locations over the state line into New York will see lighter amounts of snow across the hills and mountains, with primarily cold rain showers in the valleys. High temperatures on Saturday will stay in the middle and upper 30s. More cold rain and wet snow, especially in New England, during Saturday night. Once again, the most significant accumulations will be in New England across the higher terrain before the storm system tracks into the Gulf of Maine and eventually the Canadian Maritimes by Sunday morning, bringing an end to all of the precipitation from west to east. We'll look for a blustery and colder day on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds, still some leftover snow showers, and highs in the lower to mid-30s. A quieter stretch of weather will develop as we head into the early part of next week, with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday in the mid-30s before we pick up another chance of snow showers on Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today before reaching this far north, that storm is currently located along the central Gulf Coast and is forecast to move into the southern Appalachians by later in the day. Showers and isolated thunderstorms will be associated with this system across the southeast and mid-Atlantic as it makes a beeline toward the coast. By later on Saturday, this dynamic system is forecast to churn in the Gulf of Maine, bringing gusty winds to much of New England. Hazardous weather associated with this storm also includes heavy rain across the mid-Atlantic and coastal sections of the northeast. On the northwest side of the storm, confidence is increasing that heavy snow will impact northern portions of the northeast as well as much of Maine. The heaviest snow amounts will be across the highest peaks of the White Mountains of New Hampshire. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility with cloudy skies and 21 degrees with a west wind at 45 gusting to 49 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 36 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 38 degrees, the dew point 21, 51% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30 inches even and steady. For those traveling across the northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy with rain moving in near 50, Boston mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo cloudy and breezy with rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. Checking the climate report, high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 21, the average temperature 32, that's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday, also no snowfall, just a trace for the month, and 1.2 inches for the season, which is now 2.8 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 40 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 1982 and 1998, and the record low, 9 below zero, in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:09 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m. 9 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today, with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight in the lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today and highs in the upper 40s. Rain likely tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy with scattered rain showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Rain likely tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with scattered rain and snow showers today, highs in the mid 40s. Rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower to mid 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain in the valleys with some wet snow in the hills and mountains, especially in New England, in the mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy, snow showers on Sunday, lower to mid 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, mid 30s on Monday and Tuesday. Snow showers on Wednesday in the upper 30s, and mostly cloudy near 40 on Thursday. Stay safe and have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.